today on the Scott Thompson Show on AM 900 CHML.
It seems that every single week or a couple of days, something else comes out, something else. Another shoe drops, another domino falls, and we hear another person who has allegations against them in regard to sexual misconduct of some sort. And it seems to be everything from verbal abuse right up to physical abuse and pretty much everything in between. We've got the latest story, and this just broke. Danny Masterson fired from Netflix's The Ranch amid rape allegations. So that just moved a few minutes ago. Of course, yesterday, the story was about Liberal MP Sherry Romanado, Romanado, and accuses Conservative MP James Bezin of unwanted sexual comments. Apparently what happened is the two of them, along with another person, was in some sort of photo op. And Bezin made the comments that this isn't what he was expecting for a threesome or something to that note, making suggestions of a threesome while this picture was being taken. Here's what the Manitoba MP had to say in the House of Commons about his actions.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Earlier this year, I made an inappropriate and insensitive comment in the presence of the member from Longueuil, Charles Lemoyne. I have nothing but the greatest respect for this member and for this institution, and I sincerely apologize.
Mr. Speaker,
her reaction.
In response to a point of order made earlier today by the member from Selkirk-Interlake-Eastman, in May, the member from Selkirk-Interlake-Eastman publicly made inappropriate, humiliating, and unwanted comments to me that were sexual in nature. These comments have caused me great stress and have negatively affected my work environment. Thank you.
All right, those are the comments that were made in the House. Also last night, Billy Bush, who was on the bus with Donald Trump, who is now president, of course, during those Access Hollywood tapes where Donald Trump was bragging about his exploits. Of course, Billy Bush fired from the Today Show and has written a piece in the New York Times bringing all of this back up simply because he wanted to react to Donald Trump, who for some reason, even though Donald Trump has admitted this and is on tape and apologized for it, he's alluding to some people that it may not be him now. So all of that, all that that has done is brought this story back to the forefront. No doubt victimizing these people all again. And the women who have allegations against Trump for sexual misconduct. And there really seems no reason to be doing this other than his nonstop ego. So Billy Bush decided he couldn't sit back, and after 14 months spoke up and said, and wrote this piece in the New York Times. It basically said, I was on the bus. He said it. And his reasoning for doing this is that he doesn't like the way Trump continues to bring this up and re-victimize people, even though it appeared to be handled when he apologized for it. Now, of course, forget the apology. He's suggesting that it may not even have been him on that tape. So these are the scenarios that we have today. It's hard to sort through it all and of course, try to understand who this helps and who it hurts. Let's bring in Alma Arguello. She is the executive director of Savas of Halton and is with us now. Alma, thank you for taking the time to join us today. We appreciate this.
Thank you so much for having me today.
Tell everybody what Savas is.
Savas is a sexual assault center here in Halton region. We stand for the Sexual Assault and Violence Intervention Services of Halton. So we support survivors of sexual assault, sexual abuse, and we also recently, we are very happy to announce that we are also supporting survivors of human trafficking.
So your thoughts on what seems to be an endless list almost every day of another person and more allegations. Why now? What's different now?
I think it's not, well, when you put it that way, it sounds like, oh, it's a new story every day. But you know what? There's finally the opportunity and the space for women to come out and speak freely without prejudice. Now there is a level of this is not okay, and there's the conversation that is happening that sometimes it's shocking that we're still talking about this power imbalance that still exists in our society. So this is women feel like now my voice will be heard, and they're hoping that there is consequences for those actions that had taken and traumatized them.
Want to hear more? Download the podcast on iTunes or Google Play. And listen to The Scott Thompson Show, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 900 CHML.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.